Good morning, True Fine Jewelry.
Good morning. It's Emery from RDI.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. How are you? How's everything?
What you got?
Just living life.
I'm good. Yeah, me too.
Good, 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 good.
Trying to get back out on that boat.
Yeah. We'll get there. You know, I was out on a boat over the weekend. I was on vacation last week. And, yeah, went out in the middle of Lake Ontario and did some fishing, and it was a good time.
What did you catch?
Now I'm back here. A bunch of salmon. I've got enough salmon for like the next couple weeks. Oh yeah.
Jealous.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
My husband usually does a trip, and he didn't this year.
Oh, do you go with him or no?
What's that?
Do you go with him for the fishing or?
No. He says I can't handle it.
Oh yeah. That's
well,
right.
Said, you know what he said? He said maybe I could handle it, but the kids definitely couldn't.
Oh yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So,
yeah, no, it's a little bit harsh.
The kids are tougher than he gives them credit for. What do you think? You went out there. What's your take on it?
It's a lot because you're out there for like 5 hours. And, you know, you're so deep out into the lake, you look around and you can't see anything. And so you're just in the water getting bared down by the sun, listening to the boat engine. So it's a little rough. But
yeah.
It's a good time, though.
Hey, can you hang on 1 second? I got another call coming in and I don't have two lines.
Okay. Yep, not a problem. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Emery?
Yes.
All right. Sorry about that.
You're good. You're good. So, I wanted to just follow up with you regarding that pair project. I know we were working on it for a little bit. It was just on my end. It's just going to be tough to find something that big for that price.
I get it.
So I could try.
I found something in India that if it comes in and it's the way that it says it is, it's going to be great, and I can return it if it's not. So.
Oh, okay.
That's it puts me in a tough place, too, because they want something that's, like, non-existent. You know, they want something for nothing.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like the something for nothing. If it goes, it goes. And if it doesn't, then what they want isn't attainable.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a tough one for sure.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Nonetheless, just keep me – I mean, if the call's still open, obviously keep me – I think I've been doing a good job of just like reaching out and checking in every week. So
yeah, absolutely.
Just let me know if that one doesn't work out.
Better.
Yeah, just let me know.
It's not like I didn't realize, like, and I don't think that they realized. And you know, Paul's like in his head, it's still 1980. So he's like, well, customers done in 25,000. Well, what is that? You know, what is that really?
Yeah.
because she already has a really spready stone. So you're either going to get another ugly, like her stone's ugly, but it's spready. So she's like, well, I'm spending $25,000 and this is no bigger than what I have. But it's significantly more beautiful.
No.
But she wants beautiful and big. So that's where we're.
You kind of have to, I mean, if you're going to restrict the budget, you kind of have to pick one or the other. I was shocked that the DSIT that I had sent didn't go.
Me
too.
I was
that
like,
was a,
we're just going to go with that because it's perfect.
I thought it was a fantastic stone. But I wanted to bring up as well, so there was two options that I had shipped, the DSI-2 that you got promptly, and then there was actually an HSI-1 that I had shipped alongside it. That one was delayed. It was sent out from a different office, my New York City office.
Did I receive that?
Yeah, that Paul signed for it. It was about a few days after the DSI-2 came in.
Oh,
so
great.
it should still be at the store. If that one wasn't working, could you get that one back to us too, please?
Yeah, because I didn't. So that was the other thing. I got an email about an memo, and I was like, oh, they must not have, like, you know, put it back into inventory yet or whatever. I didn't really read the email. I was just like, oh, I sent it back. It's fine. They'll get it eventually.
No, that was the so yeah, it was supposed to two was supposed to get shipped out. One, I shipped one out.
I didn't even know about that second one for some reason.
Yeah. But so yeah, the one for my Rochester shipped promptly, and then the New York City one, of course, was delayed. Unfortunately, it's rare that that happens, but it just in this situation it did. So the HSI one got sent out. I brought, you know, I mentioned it to Paul, and he signed for it, so it's in the store.
Oh wait, hold on, Diamond Rock. Is it 2.2?
Yep, 2.25 HSI one.
Oh yeah, it's right here. I wonder if they want to show it to him. I don't think it's big enough though.
Yeah, this was the one that I sent with the DSI-2. I sent that one with the DSI-2, so it's supposed to be like an A and B option, you know?
Okay. I've got it. We're good.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, perfect.
I didn't know I had it. Yeah, because I don't think I would show this to her. Let me just double check. Let me look at it. But,
2.25
I don't know. I think she wants something to be gigantic.
Yeah.
Which I understand, like, it's a lot of money that they're spending, but it's not a trade-in either, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's tough. Well, are they, I have a two.
Stone, Emery.
Yeah, I know, that's the
yeah.
That's what I'm saying, the DSI-2 and that one. It was, those two together, it was such a fantastic A and B option together. It was like, I was like, oh, this is it. We're gonna close it. This is it. This is the one.
Right.
But, yeah, she wants to go bigger. I do have, I'm looking at my inventory now. Do you think a 250 would be okay or no?
No, I don't think so. So I think I have a 3 coming. Let me just double check my thing. So right now I have a 3.5 ISI-1.
Okay.
And the spread on it is 8.3 by 12.56.
12.5. Okay, so it's a big spread.
Yeah.
Is that the EGL one?
And I bought that for, yeah.
Okay.
And it's yellow.
Yeah.
It's yellow. But it's, other than it being yellow, and her stone is already an eye.
Yeah.
So, but it's not really an eye. It's a J, at best.
Yeah. At best. Okay, problem.
So, you know, but the price reflects that. It was $17.3.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Yeah, you can go big and spready, but you're sacrificing color clarity. Yeah, this was a tough one to do.
There's another one coming on the 17th again from
India.
India. It's a 302 HSI-2.
Is that one EGL or GA?
It does have a cert, but I don't know. It doesn't say. I mean, this one was kind of just a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
It might be a happy medium. Oh. HRD Antwerp is the cert. So, again, it was the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
And now it's 15.9. So.
15.9.
That's where we're at.
What about a,
I mean, if you can find a nice stone, 15.9 is under my price point, but.
Yeah.
It's about 17, like around 17, 18. That's kind of where I want to be. That would be my happy place. But it's probably going to be a 3-carat, so.
Gotcha. What, so, like, 11.46, would that be too short? Like, 11.46 by 7.35.
What did we say her ring? He measured her ring. Do you have that in your notes? I know I said it at one point, but we had a length on it. He didn't get a width. Who does that?
It's kind of important.
Yeah, I thought so, but what do I know?
That's a good question. I jotted it down. Oh, 12. Oh, yeah, it's right here, actually. 12.5. This is a 3.5.
Yeah, so it's 12.5.
By 8.3.
That's what the 3.5 carat is?
Yeah, 12.5 by
8.3. So, no, but she has a stone already. That's 175, and it's like 11.7 or something. 11 and change.
Gotcha.
Whatever it is.
Gotcha.
So that's what we're competing against.
Yeah.
But it's ugly. It's ugly as all heck.
Yeah.
And that doesn't matter to her, except that she doesn't want the new one to be ugly, but would like it bigger.
That's, we call that champagne taste with a beer budget.
Yeah.
That's what we call that.
That's it. Exactly.
But I'll keep looking. Today's a new day. This is a new week, so I'll give it another shot.
You didn't send me a cert on that 2.5, did you? Because I don't, or 2.25.
I can send you a copy of it.
I just don't. I'm
no.
Make sure I send you back everything I got.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's no cert. We only we send the original certs once I mark it sold.
Okay. Cool.
So okay, I'll mark that. You'll be able to get that back or ship that today.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic.
Sounds good. I'll email you a tracking number when I do it. Okay.
You're the best. I'll keep at it. I'll try to find something to meet this order. Are there any other appointments you've got this week that I can give a shot at?
Not that I know of.
Gotcha.
I haven't looked at my calendar today.
Okay, no worries. If anything new comes up.
I don't have anything the rest of this week. We're very open. Our calendar is very open this month. Nothing.
Well, it's okay. It's the calm before the storm. The next 4 months, like September through December, you guys are going to be swamped, so.
Yeah.
Enjoy the...
We're down to 4 days a week for July and August, and life is good. Like I said, just trying to get back on the boat here.
Yeah, I hear you. Enjoy it now, because the next 4 months are going to be a little hectic. But
I know.
Yeah, brace for it. We actually have extended hours here, so during like the holiday times, we typically get out of here at 5:30, but we stretch it to 6, and then the week after we hit 6:30, then the following week we hit 7, and then start working Saturdays. So, yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yep.
But
Us too. Yeah. It'll be good, though.
It'll be fantastic.
Get it all done, and then it's over.
And then, chill out once the winter kind of ends and go from there.
Hey, when the sun shines, right?
That's right. Cheers to that.
All
righty, Megan.
I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Megan.
Bye-bye.